This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Regular and attentive listeners to this broadcast will know that Koch Industries supports our programming from time to time. So consider that disclosure as we talk about the big media story of the day, the nearly $3 billion purchase of Time Incorporated by Iowa-based Meredith of Better Homes and Gardens fame, among other titles. It's a deal with a lot of layers, some specifically media-related, some with political overtones. Sydney Ember wrote about it for the New York Times today. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
We should say this is the second time Meredith has tried to buy Time magazine. Why do they want this deal so much?
Well, it's actually at least the third time they've tried to buy Time Inc. You know, I think they want Time Inc. because it has a lot of titles that they want. But most importantly, it has People magazine, which is, you know, perhaps the most profitable magazine in the country. And that sort of seems to be what they've been after since basically 2013 when they started.
Yeah. Arguably, the reason the deal went through this time was because of the $650 million that the Koch brothers, through their private equity development arm, have put in. What is in it for the Koch brothers then?
Well, at this point, it's a little bit unclear what's in it for the Kochs. They have said this is a passive investment. They don't have a seat on the board, and they don't intend to influence the magazines. But if you know anything about the Kochs, they do try to sort of influence public discourse, and there is the thought that whatever they're saying now, they will wield some influence over the magazines, if just by sort of being there. In a way, they also say that this is an investment opportunity. Their private equity arm does a lot of investments, and what they've told me, or what their spokesman has told me, is they evaluate a lot of investments, and this was the one that happened to be the right choice at the right time. But again, I think there's a lot of skepticism in the media world, especially about what their real intentions are.
Yeah. Does it pass the smell test that they pay $650 million and then are completely hands-off on this thing?
It does not. Not to me. And, you know, mostly not to the people I've talked to. I think, you know, everybody knows the media business and the magazine industry is maybe not the best investment these days if you're looking to make money. So who knows?
Yeah. It's a broad audience that Meredith now has, right? 130 something million people reading these magazines, paid subscribers in the tens of millions. It combines nicely with the Koch brothers' data enterprise as well, right? Just this readership information that they now get.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that a number of people have told me is the Koch network has a data analysis company called i360 that they use in elections. So they have all this voter data, and magazine companies like Time Inc. and Meredith have a ton of consumer information. And you can only imagine the possibilities if you combine those two, the kinds of targeting you can do, maybe for, you know, advertisers and also potentially for, you know, political interests.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Is this a done deal, or is it going to get held up somehow, antitrust, or I don't even know, what have you?
Well, you know, certainly you never know these days what might happen in the media industry, but I think that the expectation is this deal does go through. People aren't really foreseeing any regulatory challenges, and Time Inc. and Meredith both expect the deal to close in the first quarter of next year.
Sydney Ember covers media for the New York Times. Sydney, thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks for having me.
We had Charles Koch on the program a couple of years ago. You can hear that at marketplace.org or the whole hour-long interview that we did on our Corner Office podcast.